Blog Talk Radio.
Close to Christmas. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam, the American Fundamentalist. And I put the fun in fundamentalism. My topic tonight is Trump is the revolution. Beware of false prophets presented to you by the communist media. There's only one original, Do you know in buying products in the Middle East, in the automotive trade, the Arabs have two words. One is Asli. Asli means it's the original part. Like if you have a Chevy, and this is a Chevy part made by Chevrolet. And the other is Tijari. Tijari means it's a knockoff. And the difference between Asli and Tijari is 40%. They will pay 40% more for the original than the knockoff. And that's just a little information. We have Asli and Tijari in political parties. Yeah. And the Rhino rats and the Democrats, they're Tijari. And God and country Americans that have the spirit of America, they are Asli, the originals. So, Rhino rats and Democrats are teaming up to squash El Trumpo, the job czaro. The coup de grace is scheduled for the next Fox News debate. They missed kneecapping him on the first go-around. Trump came to the party. He brought 24 million viewers. And then Fox tried to kneecap him. And when he left, it was obvious to those that were viewing. And they left with him. And he went with 24 in, and he came out with 25 out. So, and guess what? They're using the original cast of the first debate that was rigged to kneecap Trump. Brett Bighead, Bear, Chris Quisling Wallace, and Megan Behar Stern Kelly, and O'Reilly, who never strikes from the, he always strikes from behind the cape, behind the curtain. He'll send in Bernie Goldfish to do his dirty work. Recall the first debate where Big Head led off demanding that Trump take an oath to the nasty Nazi party? But the Sunshine Bolsheviks, they took no oath to Trump. Doesn't matter. He won't start a third party, but he can start a second one. He can start a second one because the Rhinos have merged with the Commos to stop Trump. How hard up can you be that you would lie and say 50% of the tax slaves think Trump says bad words? He can't be president. He's not refined enough. Yeah. Would you like to get the Mother Fletcher count at the White House? Yeah, I think it's up to about 7,843. And that doesn't even count the honky count. Yeah. Mother Fletcher honky. The bird flipper is very vulgar. He's so vulgar, he kills Americans. Him and Madame Lafarge, Madame LaFosse. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Trump won't have to start a third party. He could start a second one because the Rhinos have merged with the Commos to stop him. Yeah, and they're complaining about he's vulgar. Not as vulgar as when the head Kliegel of the Democrat Klan stood on the floor, Robert Byrd, the Birdman of the Klan, stood on the floor of the Senate saying the N-word over and over again, like he had a pass. Or when LBJ said, "We'll have these N-words voting Democrat for 200 years." Here is how the plot goes. The party of no flag, no country, no flag, no country, no God, no kids will merge with the Rhino rats to stop Trump, using the same tactic that Stalin used with Hitler to split Europe at Poland. Even the phony weekly stand down led by Billy Kristallnacht and the National Repuke, founded by a pothead with a good vocabulary who convinced America communism was defeated. Yet when the wall came down, it fell on us. The party for Trump should be an upset. The party symbol for Trump should be an upset apple cart. The party song should be the farmer in the dell, because the big cheese stands alone. And that's what the Rhino Democrats are counting on. So I'm going to play you the people's song when they serenade Trump.
Get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I? Get by as long as I have you.
I'll get by. Oh, yes, honey child. I'll get by. Just as long as I have you. And remember, though there be rain, and of course, a little darkness too, I ain't never gonna complain. Mm-mm, not me. I'll see it through.
Looking on the internet for some blogs that are pro-Trump. Of course, I'm on a Tea Party blog, so you know they're going to be for Trump. They're also for Rubio. And this is from a guy named Roy. 11 minutes ago, Roy said, "We haven't had a two-party system for over a decade. The last two presidential elections were straw elections to make sure Obama was elected and reelected. The 2106 election was to be another show straw election with Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, with Hillary winning in a close race. Even if Jeb won, it would still be okay." I think he's got that date wrong there. "You see that the people then fund these elections have buttered their bread on both sides, funding both sides." That's very true. They want to. If it was a horse race, they'd bet on every horse to win. Along comes an outsider, Donald Trump, with his own money for his campaign. And now that Trump is leading in the polls and will get the Republican candidate, unless the news media, the Democrats, and the good old boys of the GOP can figure out a way to stop him. Thus, my pitch tonight, Trump is the revolution. Everything that they have tried up to now has only helped Trump in the polls. Donald Trump will make a great president because he will pick good people to help make America great again. Trump was here in Arizona last week. Even left-wing MSNBC, MSNBC belongs to the Democrat Party. It is the voice of the party of death. Even these, have to admit that he had over 15,000 at a Mesa, Arizona meeting. Was that the one where he just pulled up with his plane and everybody was waiting in the hangar? Okay, going to give you another tribute to the founding father who created the United States of America.
We're back.
Okay. I was on a website today, and there's a guy that he comments about once a day, and he comments with a tagline, and you click on it, and he must be a cartoonist, and his cartoons come up. So I don't know if you know that Match McConnell is married to a Chinese woman whose family is in the shipping business in Red China. And supposedly there's a lot of hanky-panky going on, which I can't prove or verify. That's why I say supposedly. But it's funny. So I call Match McConnell a Chi-Com. And I went out on the blog, and I said, boy, I'd love to see a cartoon of Match McConnell in a Chinese communist uniform. And in 10 minutes, the guy came back and he put up a cartoon. And it's a picture of Match McConnell in a Chinese communist, a winter uniform with the fur hat and a red star over his forehead. And he's carrying an AK-47. And behind him is another Chinese guy throwing a grenade. And there's a sign down the road, and you see a whole bunch of Chinese troops, and it says, Obama is the king. And then underneath the sign, it says, there will be no government shutdown. So I just thought I'd share that with you, because the title I put under there was Obama is in Hawaii in a nuclear fallout shelter, and Match McConnell visits his constituents in Red China and North Korea. You ever hear people always telling you about something that's predicted in the Bible? Well, this is not in the Bible. Henny Penny met Cocky Locky and formed the Democrat Party. Hillary will be the only candidate for president. It is written in the Book of Revelation. A beast appeared in the heavens. Her tail, T-A-L-E, swept the stars from the sky. On her big head were seven Democrats. Obama's in Hawaii fearing a nuke attack on the mainland, just covering his bets. And he's writing his We Can Bury These a Million Victims of Workplace Violence and Move On speech. And then I have another line that says, what do you mean the draft everybody now law is coming back? You know that 1% of the country cannot defend it. And it's less than 1% now. Obama has chased the best out. The only guys that are in now are the bravest, and the ones that he brought in to take their place. He'll put the Iranians, he'll give the Iranians a visa to join the military. Your biggest fan, this is Stu Barney. He reports a phony poll. Your biggest fan says, for a guy who lives on numbers, how can you buy that 50-50 poll? Come on, Stu. I have two of the most accurate polls in the country, Stasho and Wanda. They say Trump will lose 10% of the Rhino vote, but he'll pick up 25% of the Democrat vote. He will get all the military and law enforcement votes. He will get all three of the good Muslim American votes. 65% of the Latino votes. Already they call him El Trumpo, the job czaro. The 25% of the African American votes may climb higher once blacks get tired of seeing all the white candidates on the Mosaic platform that they're not allowed on. The only time they bring them up to the platform is to give them a Judas kiss. Viva El Trumpo. Raise high the Cruz. Don't trust Fox News. Fox News is going to try and get Trump. They missed him on the first pass, and now they're going to try and finish him off. And already they're saying, oh, the numbers are getting close. He's within 4 points. Yeah, and I already told you what they're going to do. So having said that, let's see what else we can talk about. I have a picture of Trump standing next to Cruz. They're very solemn looking because they're doing the Star Spangled Banner. Trump has his hand over his heart. Cruz has his hand inside his jacket like he's going for a gun. And let me see if one. Which candidate is faster on the draw? That was my caption. And which candidate has a bra holster? Trump Cruz is the best ticket. 15 years of freedom guaranteed. Viva El Trumpo. Raise high to Cruz. And then I have a picture of Bernie Sanders standing in front of one podium. And on the extreme, on my extreme right, as I look at it, is Crazy O'Malley. And in the center is the podium for Hillary, but she's not there. And the staff is asking the question, the moderators are asking the question, Mrs. Clinton, could you tell us why you hung up the phone on the 911 Benghazi call for help? Mrs. Clinton, picture shows only Soviet Sanders and Crazy O'Malley. And then there's another subject. Obama loses 6 more Americans in Afghanistan. And Obama will cover this up. It was a guy on a bike with explosives, and he was checking security at Bagram Air Force Base. And he encountered the roving patrol outside the walls, took him out. 6 killed, 2 wounded. 1 killed was a New York City policeman. We got to send New York City cops to fight in Afghanistan. Bagram Air Force Base is just another Benghazi waiting to happen. And they reported 2,300 so far have died in Afghanistan. I had that count up to 2,400 6 months ago. Do you know how many Americans Bush lost in Afghanistan over 8 years? How many you think? 461. And his wounded were 7-1. Obama covers up his losses by classifying dead Americans as NATO troops. You never saw the names of anybody that died under Obama. Maybe a few, a handful. To be identified later. Even when the guys that Obama and Clinton left to die in Benghazi, even when they died, the media covered up their names. They used to say the ambassador, Chris Stevens, and 3 others. And when I used to do my broadcast, I used to say Sean Smith, Ty Hughes, and who was the third one? Sean Smith, Ty Hughes. Oh, I forget the third one. And an ambassador. That's how I used to do it. Daugherty, Glenn Daugherty was the third one. Okay, how many people remember their names? Nobody. Okay, so let's see what it says. Obama covers up his losses by classifying dead Americans as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never comes. See if we get any names on the 6 that died. The only reason you got the name of the New York cop was he was in New York. And somebody must have put his name out there, but it wasn't released by the government. There will be a huge attack. Oh, let me see. Later never comes. See if we get any names. His wounded count, this is Obama's wounded count, is up to 10-1. Bush was 7-1. This wounded count is 2 out of 8. This was a soft probe. There will be a huge attack on Bagram, probably led by one of the 5 province chiefs Obama gave to his uranium allies. Global warming, how about 5,000 nuclear degrees? Trump Cruz is the best ticket, 16 years of freedom guaranteed. Viva El Trumpo, raise high to Cruz. Okay, we said that. Let's see what else we got. We'll give you a tune. The best, the big test. Let me see what this one is. I got a picture of Bloomberg and Obama coming out of a restaurant. Bloomberg is holding the door for Obama, and Obama's holding the door, and they're talking. And Bloomberg's got a newspaper in his hand. And I put a caption underneath, Bloomberg tests Obama. And Bloomberg is saying to Obama, it's just a 32-ounce urine sample. No, it is not testing for marijuana. I'm testing for soft drinks. You can even go on the paper. And then I commented, I think every Democrat rat and rhino rat should have their title added to their last name. The title is Shet, S-H-E-T. Bloom Shet, Obama Shet, Ryan Shet, McConnell Shet, Schumer Shet, Graham Shet. What's the rule for Shet heads? I replace the Z except you and me. Hey, guys, what are you doing in that mosque? And I got a picture of a missile launch. We do Obama prayer countdown, 28 days, 27 days, 26 days. They were shouting something religious. It sounded like, I like vodka. Okay, we're going for a tune. A tune. Give me a tune. This is for all the kids who lost their parents. One parent, since this 9-1 war began. And this is and that parent that you lost would love to be able to sing this tune to you today.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift.
The other night I started with this blog. I was totally shocked. I know we're being brainwashed and we're being muzzled, but it drives me crazy when I see big corporations doing it with their advertising. I was watching a commercial that was advertising Microsoft, And it was so beautiful. I caught a beautiful commercial about Christmas. I know the words, so I sang along. And then I heard some communist crap and no God. The tune was, and it's the one I opened with tonight and one I opened with last night, Let There Be Peace on Earth. The Microsoft communist edited out the best part of the song. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Now major corporations are redesigning truth and committing subtle sabotage. I don't want to be ruled by Obama bin Laden, Bill Gates, or Jeffrey Suckerface. I like individual freedom. I'm not a goose being prepped for good pate. I want my God and country back. This Thursday at midnight mass, all the ancient religious rituals will welcome in a baby. Once again, he will be born for us. And to save us, 33 years later, his journey will begin to go to a heaven we also hope to end up in. One political party of death has already removed God from their platform. Last convention, they shouted, remove him and let him take his Ten Commandments with him. You don't believe that? Google, Democrat convention, God removed. Google it. You'll see the guy on the floor, on the platform. He is the mayor of Los Angeles. And they pulled a bait and switch. Three times they denied Christ. Or God, if you don't believe in that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, the Son of God, born of a beautiful Jewish mother. You don't believe that, huh? Oh, well, you'll find out soon enough. Life is a blink of an eye. Okay, so let's see. Want another tune? Let's see what we got. You want to do the Irish Rover?
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold Cape.
You hear that? In the year of our Lord, 1806. Do you know the Constitution begins with, in the year of our Lord, 1776? Did you know that? Did you know when you look on the calendar, you're practicing the Catholic religion? That calendar was created by Pope Gregory.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold Cape Cod. We were sailing away with the cargo bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. With an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. And
there was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee.
There was Hogan from County Tyrone.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work,
and a chap from Westmead named Malone.
The slumber of O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fired in Tracy from Dover. A young man, Mick McCann, from the banks of the Fan, was the skipper on the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rag. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million.
Hillary's attack on Trump was misguided, says one author. Hillary Clinton has sunk to a new low, just when you think she can't sink any lower. In the latest presidential debate, Clinton declared that Donald Trump had become ISIS's best recruiter. Sorry, Hillary, you're dead wrong. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are actually the best recruiters for ISIS. Both of them refuse to call out Islamic terrorism for what it is. Folks, there's one thing you got to know. You know, it's one thing to be BS'd and you know it, and one thing to be BS'd and you don't know it. You can read the Quran from back to front and front to back. You will never see the word radical. There's no such thing as a radical Muslim to a Muslim. There are religious Muslims and there are deeply religious Muslims. The deeply religious Muslims are called Shahadis. They are saints in the Muslim religion. When they blow themselves up killing the infidels for Allah, they go straight to paradise, and where they will be entertained by anywhere from 3 to 72 virgins, depending on what the communist media is picking the number today. So just remember that. The word radical is not in the Quran. It is the failed policies of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Nobody has destroyed this country more than Barack Hussein Obama and his party of death. And he didn't get there all by himself. And it's not because he's black, it's because he's half white. And it's his evil white part that's doing all the damage. His Soviet part. So, and even after the San Bernardino attack was labeled an act of terrorism by the FBI, Hillary Clinton declared that the appropriate solution response would be to pass new gun control laws. Hillary, you should take lead the first raid to seize guns. Start in the ghetto. You know what a ghetto is? It's a poor neighborhood that the Democrats brought drugs into. So, and then if you succeed there, go to any Indian reservation and tell them that you're there to collect their guns. And then you could pose for Swiss cheese posters. It is really sad, absolutely sad. I tell you, Trump has woken us up to a couple of things. These PACs, right? He told you, they're all crooks. And the money doesn't even go to the people whose name they're using. He said one PAC that brought in $6 to $8 million in the name of one candidate, and the most he saw was $240,000. Unbelievable. Big money buys votes. Big money buys politicians. That's another thing they'll tell you. Oh, Trump has no political experience. What do you mean? He doesn't know how to put his hand out and put the money in his pocket? Tell me what experience you need for that. Oh, no, I mean in legislation. What kind of legislation? Where you vote new doorknobs for the toilets? Give me a break. Liberal loon, San Francisco mayor. He did something. He's doing something with guns. Yeah. Anybody that wants to take your gun away intends to kill you. Unless it's a policeman. And you better make sure he's a policeman. Because, you know, Al-Qaeda has a lot of police uniforms. They have a lot of military, U.S. Army uniforms. Yeah, they buy them from the Pakistanis. Or they trade them. Maybe they give them a couple of 8-year-old virgins. Yeah, nice lifestyle they got over there, isn't it? Wouldn't you like to live in one of those villages, listening for the knock on the door? Virginia is passing a law. It's really sad. They're going to clamp down on concealed carry. Now, you know who the governor of Virginia is? The governor of Virginia is was Hillary Clinton. He was the head of the DNC. You know what DNC stands for? Democrat National Committee. It also stands for dilatation and curettage, which is a fancy name for abortion. I know it's your body. I know. But why take it out on the kids? Yeah, why do you always have to take it out on the kids? It is really sad. Going for a tune. Want to go American? You want to go real American?
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Obama won't investigate Planned Parenthood selling aborted baby parts. Abortion biz applauds. I heard Obama say one time, I wouldn't want to put that burden on a woman, the burden of a child. That's wonderful, ain't it? Yeah, it's really wonderful. I got a picture of a beautiful black baby boy in a bucket, full grown. His hair is about an inch curly, and he's in a bucket. And when I first downloaded that picture, I was concentrating on him, and I didn't realize he was in one bucket, and surrounding him were other buckets with other babies in them. And this president can say he wouldn't burden, but you know what? God gave that baby life, and you took it away. And who is worse? Who is the bigger murderer? The doctor who chops it in pieces? The people who sell it? Or the president who signs an order to do it? Burn in hell. Wait till John the Baptist gets a hold of you. It's really funny, man. We lost our country. We lost our morality. The only guy that can bring us back to life, we are. America needs CPR. And the only guy that can pound our chest and bring us back to life is Trump. Cruz is great, but Cruz can't win. And I'll tell you why. He's too religious. And this country is not that religious. And they're afraid of a holy man. Yep, remember the same people that welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday shouted, crucified him, a week later. Unbelievable. Abortion is evil. And Dante says that the lowest part of hell is reserved for one who betrays a trust. And who would betray a trust more than a doctor or a lawyer or a politician. It's really sad. It's really sad. Wait till that movie comes out about the guy in Philadelphia that was drowning babies in toilets. Wait till that movie comes out. Oh, he's in prison. Big deal. You see, if he had been more of a Democrat, they could have covered it up. Yeah, we're in trouble. Okay, here's a polling unit. Ted Cruz catching Trump. Oh, it's Ted Cruz's polling unit. I love Ted Cruz, but I got to tell you, if you want to win, you can't take no chances. And the only guy that can get you over the top is Trump. Because he's more centrist than conservative. But he's and Cruz is more to the right. And people in this country have been taught to embrace the communist left and fear the American right. If you want a sure thing and you want to make this country strong for the next 16 years, you call for a Trump-Cruz ticket. Maybe Trump will drop out after 4 years. Everybody thinks he's going to drop out now if he goes to second place. I don't think that's going to happen. And I got to tell you, he's a pretty determined guy. And I got to tell you, he's the only one that really doesn't owe anybody anything. And nobody pulls his strings. He's his own man. I thought he wouldn't get this far because of his New York attitude and accent. But if you notice where he's been, he's done the entire South. And everywhere he goes, he gets welcomed. You know why? Because he talks from the heart. He talks with a straight tongue. And people see that in him. And they also know he's pro-American. And they're tired of listening to all this crap about how bad we were and we owned slaves. And Thomas Jefferson liked chocolate. Who doesn't like chocolate? Have you ever had a refrigerated Melamar? It's beautiful. Yeah. Those without sin, those with sin cast a lot of stones. I had a vision of Jesse Jackson, and I don't know if I'm recalling it from memory or it's my imagination, but he was at outside a prison with a candle for a murderer that was just about to be executed, and he was protesting it, and his mistress was in an abortion clinic getting rid of the evidence. I don't know if that's true or not, if I dreamt it or I imagined it, but it's creepy, isn't it? Let he is without stone. My wife reminds me when I get critical. Let he is with Jesus saying, let he is without sin cast the first stone. My version would be, let he is without stones cast the first lot. But when my wife tells that story, and I didn't know this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but he reached down in the sand as he looked at different people, and he wrote their sins in the sand. You know, it's tough when you have somebody who knows everything. If you could meet Jesus tomorrow, what would be the first question you would ask him? Who killed Kennedy? Yeah. No, your first question would be, can I get in here? Please, can I get in here? And the Irish saying is, may you be in heaven 10 minutes before the devil finds out you're dead. Okay, so here's what it says. Newsmax. Remember, even the conservative media doesn't want Trump. Trump is the cheese that stands alone. The Quinnipiac poll shows Cruz in a dead heat general election matchup with Hillary Clinton 44-44. I think that the Democrats are going to get the shock of their life. They're going to, what we used to say, poop or go blind. Cruz polls stronger against Hillary Clinton than either Donald Trump or Marco Rubio, both of whom trail Clinton in this new Quinnipiac poll. I got news for you. Trump hasn't started on Hillary. When Trump gets, she was empty at that podium. When Trump starts on Hillary, she won't even be in town. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, did she, all they did was prolong death, that party of death. After Benghazi, she couldn't be interviewed because she had a stroke. No, she didn't have a stroke. She had a blood clot. You're saying, oh, listen, she's all right. She's okay. You know, I talked to a PA. He says she had a heart attack. A blood clot is an aneurysm is a heart attack. So, anyway, here's the latest update according to Newsmax. On Cruz's surging poll numbers. Nationally, Cruz has pulled within 4% of first place in the latest Quinnipiac poll. Within the poll's 4.4% margin of error. Oh, so he could be 8% down. In Iowa, 4 of 6 newest polls show Cruz in first place. I know there's a lot of evangelists in Iowa, but I'm appealing to your common sense. You know that the party of death is setting Cruz up for a fall, but they're going to use him to take down Trump, and then they're going to take down Cruz. So if you want to do the right thing by Cruz, let him stay in second place. Give Trump the run. Trump says, if you give me Iowa, I will run the table. Okay? So Iowa, give Trump Iowa. And then let's see what he can do. We can always come back with Cruz. If you give Cruz the first position, the Democrats are going to use it to finish off Trump. And they're going to make it almost impossible for Trump to regain his position. So give Trump Iowa and let's see what Trump can do. Let's see if he can run the table. If he runs the table, Ted Cruz will be his vice president. Maybe we got to get a signed agreement. But that would be the deal to make. We do not want to lose this one. We are almost 80% in the hole to ever coming back from the survival of the American people. In New Hampshire, new polls show Cruz now in second place there. In Florida, two most recent polls show Cruz in second place ahead of Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, who have both served in office in Florida. Remember what I told you? The big argument they use against Trump is he has no political experience. Give me an example of political experience. Giving the Iranians the right to build nukes within a year, saying that it's going to take 8 years. Giving the Iranians $150 billion to promote more terror. Giving the Iranians the opportunity to destroy all the Sunnis in Iraq and to eventually turn on Saudi Arabia. You know, this is bad news. This is bad news all around. And the Russians are setting up, they're going to take the oil. They're listening to Trump. Say Trump had a good idea. Let's go in there and get the oil before anybody else does. Yeah, you don't think Putin is flying those missions and he's not getting paid. You know, Bashar al-Assad, you know, we sent up a lot of planes and weapons today. Here's our bill. Okay, and could you make it in dollars? With Cruz surging the polls, the media and the political establishment will continue to ramp up their attacks on Senator Cruz. And the liberal super PACs will no doubt be dumping huge amounts of money into TV in an attempt to smear this honorable man. That's BS. They're gonna help Cruz knock off Trump. And I don't trust rhinos, and I don't trust conservatives anymore. Jimmy from Brooklyn says a true conservative is an anti-communist, and you don't hear anybody talking about the threat of communism. It is sad. It is really sad. And Islam works well with communism. There was a time when I was growing up that the Muslims were killing every communist they could get their hands on, especially in Indonesia. But like all the financial investors paying off politicians, they pay off both sides. We had an incident here on Staten Island. We got three bridges. We got the Verrazano, we got the Outer Bridge, we got the Gothels Bridge, and we got the Bayonne Bridge. We got four bridges. The only one that's new is the Verrazano, and that was built in 1974. And when the Port Authority built it, they told the American people, because it's an intercity bridge, once it's paid off, it will be free. There'll be no tolls. It was paid off in 1975. 1 year later, the entire bridge was paid for. Today, the tolls on that bridge are probably $15. Maybe higher. How's that? You like that? Government lies. Whenever they take your tax money, they never give it back. They never give it back. The outer bridge is so old that on any given day, you'll see the highway to the outer bridge, two highways to the outer, 6 miles, because it's a two-lane bridge. And it's so old. You know how when hubcaps fall off a car and they'll put them by the toll booth in case somebody comes back through and sees their hubcap? They got wagon wheels on this toll booth. It's unbelievable. Go back for a tune. Let's see if we can hear this.
It had to be Trump. I've wandered around, finally found someone to dump. The communist crew that pulled off the coup. He'll make us all true to the red, white, and blue. Even be glad to watch him fire Obama too. He'll be there for you and me with Cruz and some Tea Party tea. He'll make us feel free. You wait and see. He will make the Fed small. He will give us the wall. Make the Senate play ball. More money for all. One thing he'll never do: say who cares how they die. Support a president who lied. Buy drugs from Fidel. Allow Iran to nuke us from hell. Nobody else can protect the USA today. It's Trump and Cruz all the way. Let's give them the bumpo. Elect Cruz and El Trumpo. What do you say? God bless the U.S. It had to be Trump. It had to be Trump. I've wandered around. Finally found someone to dump. The communist crew that pulled off the coup. He'll make us all true to the red, white, and blue. Even be glad to watch him fire Obama too. He'll be there for you and me with Cruz and some Tea Party tea. He'll make us feel free. You wait and see. He will make the Fed small. He will give us the wall. Make the Senate play ball. More money for all. One thing he'll never do: say who cares how they died. Support a president who lied. Buy drugs from Fidel. flower ran to nuke us from hell. Nobody else can protect the USA today. It's Trump and Cruz all the way. Let's give them the bumpo. Elect Cruz and El Trumpo. What do you say? God bless the USA.
Okay, God bless the USA. Now, Trump is going to walk into the White House a few days before his inauguration, and he's just to get the feel of the place, and he's going to sing this tune to Obama.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry.
PTSD is, right? That's people that come home from combat or copping on the job for a long time. Seen too much, felt too much, lost too much, and it affects their mind. There's a group of people that nobody pays any attention to that suffer PTSD, and there's no therapy for it. Their children are divorced parents. Whether you were too young to know what was going on or you were young enough to know what was going on, it had to tear your heart apart. It had to hurt you. It had to scar you. It had to leave you with some sort of wound. And nobody knows, and everybody just takes it for granted. Well, you know, that's the luck of the draw. But God knows. And God knows that you got shortchanged. And my next tune I'm going to dedicate that to you, because nobody treats divorce PTSD.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. Watch this next debate, and you will see all of the daggers come out from behind the cloaks. Observe it very keenly. Pay attention to everything that's said, and draw your own conclusion. And you'll be made aware of what's going on in this country today. There are powerful influences that affect every American life. And that's why I believe in one term per termite and $1 maximum financial contribution. I'll give you a little lullaby of Birdland.
Do you know who Mahalia is? I guess we don't know who Mahalia is. I know who Mahalia is. I thought we had her song, but okay, we're going to stop that one, and we're going to go to, being that Jesus is coming in two nights, 3 days, we'll give you Mary, Did You Know?
Great. I am.
Okay, we're back. We're getting ready to close. I'm going to do a little prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Especially the drug evil, Lord, because it's overrunning the land. And God, give faith and hope to the Fort Leavenworth 10 families whose young husbands took an oath to defend the United States and went overseas and put their lives on the line for us and were thrown into the hands of evil and were sentenced to 15 to 20 years in Fort Leavenworth. For shooting back. God, protect them and their families. Their families are living in shame and in poverty. They have no benefits. And that was one of the reasons that their husband joined the military, was for the pay and the benefits, as little as it is. And now they sit outside the prison looking in at their husband and the father of their children. And they were sentenced, communists, to make an example, to terrorize other military who might decide to fight back. Protect them, Lord. St. Michael the Archangel, defend them. They are in battle. They are in the worst kind of battle. Okay. We give you the Star Spangled Banner. And nobody cares about them. Nobody cares about them. They might as well be a wounded vet waiting for a VA hospital to let them in the door. And let us not forget our great sacred dead who gave up all their tomorrows, boys of 15 and 16 in the Civil War and the First World War and World War II and Korea and Vietnam. And especially the boys in Vietnam who were betrayed by the party of death, who were left to die on the battlefield and were stabbed in the back at home by communists, college communists. Protect them, Lord, and bring them to justice, your justice, Lord. God keep you safe.